Welcome to Chapters. I'm Mary Mahoney, and on this episode, I want to talk about the kinds of reading experiences that have helped people understand their desires and sexuality. Specifically, I want to share one reader's experience with a treasured poem. For reasons that will make sense in a moment, I want to begin by sharing E.E. Cummings' Somewhere I Have Never Traveled Gladly Beyond. Here he is reading his own work. His style sounds somewhat like he's preaching a sermon, but he's reading a poem about love that is in many ways abstract and was considered modern in its day. The recording's a bit tinny, but I like to imagine him calling to us from another time.
Somewhere I have never traveled, gladly beyond any experience, your eyes have their silence. In your most frail gesture are things which enclose me, or which I cannot touch because they are too near. Your slightest look easily will unclose me, though I have closed myself as fingers. You open always petal by petal myself, as spring opens, touching skillfully, mysteriously, her first rose. Or if your wish be to close me, I and my life will shut very beautifully, suddenly, as when the heart of this flower imagines the snow carefully everywhere descending. Nothing which we are to perceive in this world equals the power of your intense fragility, whose texture compels me with the color of its countries, rendering death and forever with each breathing. I do not know what it is about you that closes and open. Only something in me understands the voice of your eyes is deeper than all roses. Nobody, not even the rain, has such small hands.
How do we make sense of poetry? We all may remember reading poetry in school, memorizing verses of O Captain, My Captain to prove we could, stumbling through the Odyssey, imagining the meeting of the Red Wheelbarrow and William Carlos Williams's titular poem, and in my case, loving Emily Dickinson's vague and wondrous words, even and especially because I could barely trace the edges of her meanings, while still feeling at home in her question, "I'm nobody, who are you?" Poetry can give us a language to know the world and ourselves in it. It can help us describe feelings we can't articulate, desires we can't explain, and offer a place to make meaning. You might think now of the lines that have jumped out at you from a poem. Maybe you heard one read at a wedding or a funeral, or stumbled on one thumbing through a book in a library or bookstore, and a line stayed with you as some part of your own story. Maybe it was a song lyric or a poem on Instagram that put words to a conversation you'd already had with yourself. Audre Lorde once said, "Poetry is the way we help give name to the nameless so it can be thought." A few weeks ago, we asked our listeners to share reading experiences that helped them understand their own desires and words that helped them come to know their own sexuality. We had a lot of responses. Listeners talked about Madonna's sex book, Harry Potter fan fiction, novels with queer characters, reading Fried Green Tomatoes, for example. But on this episode, we want to share an email we received from a listener who prefers to remain anonymous about the role a poem played in her life. Poet and activist Andrea Gibson once commented on the long history of queer women's relationship with poetry, saying, "Queer women have certainly found refuge and comfort and desire and magic and healing and home in poetry. I think poetry tends to be most welcoming to those who might not be welcome elsewhere. It is a place of yes. whoever you are and whatever you are creating, yes. The email we received from a listener certainly echoes this. For her, a poem became a refuge and offered a place of yes from a poet himself frequently concerned with the idea of possibility and all that can live in yes. E.E. Cummings. Here is her email. She writes, "I'd never considered myself much for poetry. Poetry is feeling, and I'm never comfortable there. Over the last couple of years, my life turned upside down in many ways. My unconscious self came to terms with being a somewhat late-in-life lesbian before my conscious self did, bringing daily, sometimes hourly, to my mind an errant line from a poem I'd spotted in passing many years before. Quote, "No one, not even the rain, has such small hands." I didn't remember who wrote the poem and never knew any other part of it. After looking it up, reading Somewhere I Have Never Traveled, Gladly Beyond by E.E. Cummings became a daily ritual that eased me into conscious understanding of the changes I was facing. I read it on the browser of my phone until I ordered a collection of E.E. Cummings' works. This ritual freed me and trapped me and comforted me, reflecting, I think, the complicated emotion of the poem. I could talk much more about other things I've come to love about E.E. Cummings, dry wit, the visual artistry of the poems, but I really stand for Somewhere I Have Never Traveled, Gladly Beyond. For this listener, Somewhere I Have Never Traveled, Gladly Beyond did exactly what poet Mary Oliver said poems should do. Quote, "The poem was made not to exist, but to speak," she said, "to be company. It was everything that was needed when everything was needed." What poems and other texts have been everything to you? Throughout Pride Month and beyond, we invite you to share your story on Facebook and Twitter using the hashtag #ChaptersPride. By sharing your story and the words that have offered refuge for you, you can help us assemble a library of reading experiences that can offer comfort and refuge to others. Please follow our page on Facebook and find us on Instagram and Twitter at ChaptersPod to explore resources on the important role reading can play in queer people's lives. We will also be sharing every story contributed using our ChaptersPride hashtag. Thanks to our listeners for their contributions and to the author of the email in particular. You can also contact us on social media. You can find me at Mary Mahoney 123 and our producer Taylor at MJT the PhD. And you can email us at chapterspod@gmail.com if you'd like to share your story on Chapters. Thanks for listening.